From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman, a former Thai Navy SEAL working as part of the effort to rescue a soccer team trapped in a cave in Thailand, died today. It was from a lack of oxygen. Thai authorities are racing to pump out water from the flooded cave where 12 boys and their soccer coach have been trapped since June 23rd, trying to get out of there before the rains increase. The leader of a Japanese doomsday cult that carried out a deadly sarin attack on Tokyo's subway in 1995 has been executed. Media reports say several other members of the cult were also hanged. The attack 23 years ago killed more than a dozen people, sickened more than 6,000. Beijing is warning it will retaliate strongly and instantly to new U.S.-imposed tariffs, which went in effect today, on $34 billion of Chinese-made goods. Reuters' Ed Giles reporting.
Officials in China have vowed not to take the first shot, but they say tariffs on U.S. goods will take effect immediately after America's kick in, and they may aim for the U.S. where it hurts, soybeans. It's seen as one of the most powerful weapons in Beijing's trade arsenal, with $12 billion worth sold to China last year. A drop in exports would hurt farm states that backed U.S. President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Donald Trump says if Beijing retaliates against U.S. tariffs on Friday, he'll slap on even more tariffs, as much as $400 billion in Chinese goods.
U.S. officials trying to assure an anxious Western bloc that President Trump will reinforce American resolve to confront Moscow during the upcoming NATO summit and his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is VOA News. British police say a couple was left critically ill in the same area where a former Russian spy, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter were poisoned earlier this year after coming into contact with Novichok, a Soviet-designed nerve agent that is believed to be more potent than better-known toxins such as VX and sarin. Saeed Javid is Britain's Home Secretary.
Let me reassure you that public safety is of paramount importance. Public Health England's latest assessment is that, based on the number of casualties affected, there is no significant risk to the wider public.
Russia has denied any involvement in any poisonings in Britain and instead has claimed the UK itself was to blame for the attack and an attempt to stoke anti-Russian sentiments. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in North Korea for more talks about ending Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. Amid reports of American intelligence assessments, the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is continuing to develop his infrastructure for his nuclear programs. Tufts University Korean Studies scholar Soon-Yun Lee says North Korea might be manipulating the U.S.
Mr. Pompeo is making his third visit to Pyongyang in less than 100 days, does suggest a degree of anxiousness, and this is how North Korea ensnares the U.S. in drawn-out negotiation process by dangling the possibility of giving up nuclear weapons and calling for post-summit summits, another date, another face-to-face meeting with President Trump, as Kim Jong-un is meeting with other world leaders like Vladimir Putin, which he will do in September.
This week, President Trump said on Twitter his administration has been having many good conversations with the North Koreans over their plans to denuclearize and that all of Asia is thrilled. Embattled U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt has resigned after fighting numerous scandals and alleged ethics violations. President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One there was no final straw that led to Pruitt's resignation. Federal officials are looking into a number of questions surrounding Pruitt and whether he committed unethical acts while head of the EPA. Pruitt has contended that he did not.
Facts are facts and fiction is fiction. And a lie doesn't become truth just because it appears on the front page of the newspaper. Much of what has been targeted towards me and my team has been half-truths or, at best, stories that have been so twisted they do not resemble reality.
Pruitt's deputy, Anthony Andrew Wheeler, that is, takes over as acting EPA chief. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.